Chapter 8. New Notes. Indeed, what is there that does not appear marvelous when it comes to our knowledge for the first time? Pliny the Elder. 8th Notes and Rests. Remember when I said all note names are derived from the note's relationship to the whole note? 8th notes are no different. You can tell by their name that they are an eighth as long as a whole note, which I'm sure you remember gets 4 beats. So what is 1/8 of 4 beats? The answer is 1/2 of 1 beat. An eighth note gets half of 1 beat in 4/4 time. It might be easier to say that there are 8 eighth notes in 1 whole note, or that there are 4 eighth notes in 1/2 note, or that there are 2 eighth notes in 1/4 note, or my preferred explanation, there are 2 eighth notes per beat. I get it, you say, just show me the notes. Well, before I do, you should know about flags, and we're not talking about stars and stripes. A flag is a doohickey that hangs from the end of the stem of an eighth note, and it has 2 forms, a flag and a beam. Flags can be seen dangling from the single eighth note on the left below. When there are 2 or more eighth notes, the flags turn into beams that connect the stems, grouping the notes in 2s and 4s, so they're easier to read. As with all other notes except the whole note, the stems go up when the eighth notes are on the 3rd line or below, and the stems go down when the eighth notes are on the 3rd line and above. Counting eighths. Because there are 2 eighth notes for every beat, the count is a little different than what you've learned already. With eighth notes, the beat is subdivided, which means chopped up, but evenly chopped up. Here are 2 measures in 2/4 time. When said out loud, the plus sign is pronounced and. Be sure when you count these that your foot comes down firmly on each number. Your foot will be in the up position for the and. When a note falls on an and, the plus sign, it's called an upbeat. Coincidence? I don't think so. A downbeat is a note or a rest that falls directly on a number when your foot hits the floor. Here's how eighth notes are counted. Again, my clap is representing the foot tap. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and. For the examples that you can find on the book's website, there is one example with a single line staff and another example with a 5-line staff. The count is the same for both of them. Notice the bar groups eighth notes in 2s or 4s. The grouping has no effect on the rhythm. In 2/4 time, the count for 2 measures would be 1 and 2 and 1 and 2 and, said rhythmically with your foot tapping away like a machine. Theory Geek Alert. There are several different counting systems that can be used with notes. Frauseth, Orff, Dalcroze, Kodály, Gordon, etc. For example, the Kodály counting system uses syllables instead of numbers, so when you speak a rhythm, it sounds like a chant. Quarter notes are ta and eighth notes are ti. So 2/4 and 4/8 would sound like ta, ta, ti, 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 ti. Nearly any counting system is useful, but I prefer using the numbers because they help you understand which beat you're dealing with. Eighth rests. The eighth rest also gets only half of a beat, but is silent. The eighth rest looks like a 7 with a strange growth at its tip, and it lies in the middle of the staff, like so. You can see the example under this book's chapter online. Counting eighth rests. The count for eighth rests is the same as the count for eighth notes, but there's a parenthesis around either the number or the and. When counting the eighth rest, be sure you know what part of the beat the rest falls on, the upbeat when your foot is up, or the downbeat when your foot hits the floor. Here are a few measures of eighth notes and eighth rests with counting. Again, don't be distracted by the things you haven't learned yet. Focus on the eighth notes and the counting. Be sure to count it rhythmically and say the rests more quietly than the notes. Clap it. A lot of solid research shows that professional classical musicians frequently use this kind of mental practice, especially with challenging rhythms. Here's a whole mess of eighth rests and eighth notes with counting. To make music easier to read, there is a rule that eighth notes are not barred across beats 2 and 3, as shown in the first measure of this example. This example online would be counted 1 and 2 and 3 and 4, 1 and 2, 3, 4. sweet 16th notes. Why sweet? Because 16th notes are the last type of note you'll learn until chapter 32. You've probably already figured out that, because of the name, there are 16 of these babies in each whole note. All right, time for a little math. If you divide up 4 beats, the whole note, 16 equal ways, how long is each 16th note? The answer is 1/4 of a beat. A 16th note gets 1/4 of one beat in 4/4 time. So, there are 16 16th notes in one whole note, or 8 16th notes in one half note, or 4 16th notes in one quarter note, which, as you know, is the same as 4 16th notes in one beat of 4/4 time, or 2 16th notes in one eighth note. So what do they look like? 16th notes also have flags, 2 of them. As with the eighth notes, single 16th notes have flags and groups of 2 or more are connected with a beam. Notice which side of the note the flag is on when the stem is up or down. Music theory geek alert. Whenever a flag is added to a note, it cuts the note length in half. For example, add a flag to a quarter note and you get an eighth note, half as long as the quarter note. Add another flag to the eighth note, so now you have 2 flags, and you get a 16th note. Add yet another flag and you get a 32nd note, which you'll learn about towards the end of the book. You won't see 32nd notes very often. Counting 16ths. I love counting 16th notes. Just like with 8th notes, the beat is subdivided. 16th notes divide the beat into 4 equal parts, and each part has a name. Practice this count with your foot tap very slowly until you've got it down enough to do it more quickly. Again, when you're counting, make sure your foot is tapping up and down on each number, or each beat, and up with each and symbol, just like with 8th notes. The E occurs halfway up, and the A occurs halfway down. This is much more difficult to say than it is to do. Strive to say these fluidly. Practice saying them while listening to your favorite music. Keep your ears open for hearing 16th notes in the music. Here's the count for the example that you can find on the book's webpage. 1E and a 2E and a 3E and a 4E and a 1E and a 2E and a 3E and a 4E and a. 16th rests. 16th rests look like 8th rests, but they have an extra little flag, just like the 16th note. Counting 16th rests. The same count is used, 1E and a, but as before, there are parentheses around the rest. Below are some measures with the 16th rest in different positions in the measure. Please notice the time signature. Ignore the up and down motion of the notes and concentrate just on the count. This one is challenging, so take it slowly and try to clap out the rhythm. Nothing is difficult, just unfamiliar. Take the time you need to make it familiar. You can find that example at basicmusictheory.audio. I'll clap it out for you. So it's in 2/4 time, and we'll go this fast. 1E, a 2E, and 1E, and a 2, and a 1, 2. How to figure out a tough rhythm. If you can, don't identify something as difficult. This sets up an expectation in your mind that will keep you from progressing more quickly. Instead, label things as unfamiliar. Here's how you tackle an unfamiliar rhythm. Number 1, write out the counting under the notes. Triple check to make sure you've written it out correctly. Number 2, practice saying it rhythmically very slowly and be sure to tap your foot down on each number and up on each and. Number 3, if there are rests, say them either very, very quietly or with no sound at all. Number 4, repeat from step 2, and as your brain becomes used to the rhythm, gradually increase speed. If it's frustrating or if you're making mistakes, you're going too fast. Slow it down and try again. Number 5, keep at it. Persistence and repetition are the parents of success. Number 6, if all else fails, find someone who reads music better than you and ask them for help. Moving on. I'm sure you're discovering that the notes and counting system don't stick in your brain with just one reading or one listen. Not to worry, this is normal. It takes a while living with these new concepts before they seem familiar and easy. You may have to refer back to these chapters often, and that's okay too. Stick with it. Keep practicing. You've now been introduced to all the types of notes and rest that you'll probably ever need for reading music. However, there are ways to change the length of the notes you just learned. One way to change note length is to place a small dot following a note. In the next chapter, you'll learn all about these dots and what they do to the length of a note. Chapter 8 Study Guide. Number 1. How long is an eighth note in 2/4 time? An eighth note in 2/4 time is a half beat long. Number 2. How long is an eighth rest in 3/4 time? An eighth rest is also half a beat long. Number 3. How many eighth notes are in 1/4 note or 1 beat of 4/4 time? There are 2 eighth notes in 1 beat of 4/4 time. Number 4. How are eighth notes counted in a measure of 4/4 time? Eighth notes are counted 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and. Number 5. How are eighth rests counted in 2/4 time? The eighth rest count is shown with the 1 and 2 and. And again, the and is the plus symbol, but they're surrounded by parentheses. And it would sound like this. That was a joke. Or count very quietly. 1 and 2 and. Number 6. What is the count for the example shown below? You'll have to print out this quiz to see that example. You can do that at basicmusictheory.audio. The count is 1 and 2 and 3 4. Number 7. How long are 16th notes in 4/4 time? 16th notes are 1/4 of a beat long in 4/4 time. Number 8. How many 16th notes are in 1/4 note or 1 beat of 4/4 time? There are 4 16th notes in 1 beat of 4/4 time. Number 9. How do you count 16th notes in 3/4 time? The answer, 1e and a, 2e and a, 3e and a. Number 10, what is the count for the example below? The count for number 10 is 1e, a 2e and, 1e and a, 2 and a. Number 11, what is an upbeat? An upbeat is the part of the beat when your foot is directly in the up position, or the and of a beat. Practical use exercises. For these exercises, place notes all over the staff, on lines or in spaces, just like all the examples you've seen so far. Number 1. On a blank staff, write out 8 single eighth notes, 4 with the stem up and 4 stem down. Write out another 8 eighth notes, barred in groups of 2 with the stems up and down, and a final 8 eighth notes barred in 4s. Number 2. Write in the counting under the notes you've written. Use a 4/4 time signature and place the bar lines correctly. Number 3. On a blank staff, write out 16 single 16th notes. 8 with stems up and 8 with stems down. Make sure you get the flag on the correct side of the stem. Do another 8 barred in groups of 2, and finally 8 16th notes barred in groups of 4. Number 4, write the count under the 16th notes you've written. Use a 3/4 time signature and place the bar lines correctly.